The sugya of Gimel Nashim Mishamshes B'moch appears a few times in Chas. It appears in Armasach Dan Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph Anida, but we'll take a look at it through the prism of the Gemara in Yevamos Yudbeis. That's where most of the Rishonim are, between Yevamos Yudbeis and Aleph, Ksubas Amatesim and Aleph. Rashi and Yevamos is a little more explicit, or at least between Yevamos and Ksubas. But the Gemara appears in Armasach as well. Let's share a screen on this. Okay, so if you don't have the Gemara in front of you, you can take a look on the screen. Yevamos Yudbeis Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Memra of Rabibi, six lines down. Tani Rabibi Kameid Rav Nachman. Shalosh Nashim Mishamshes B'moch. Three women, we'll see Machlokes Shon, what Mishamshos means. Does it mean permitted to, Mechuyavos to? Shalosh Nashim Mishamshes B'moch. So the three categories of women who are mishamshos with a moch that would prevent her from becoming pregnant, inserting some kind of cloth that would prevent pregnancy. Ketana mubarasimenika, ketana shamatisaber, the shamatamus. The concern of a underage girl is that the pregnancy could be fatal or more fatal than normal. Mubaras shamataasa ubrasandal. The concern of a Mubaris is that possibility either of becoming pregnant a second time, whatever that means, or that somehow harming the viable embryo. And Manika Shamatigmo Banav Yamas. In the history of the world before formula, if a woman would become pregnant while nursing, then she wouldn't be able to nurse anymore. And the baby could starve to death because there's no other nutritional options. Vezikhtana, so what is the khtana we're talking about? Nibasiyad al shana yom echad adyud beis shana yom echad. We're only concerned about a khtana within 1 year, the year before becoming of age. Bachas mekan b'yesva kamer shemeshes kerdarka v'olechas divrei Remeir. Remeir says anything out of that window, and in terms of khtana before the age of 11, there's no concern. She's mishameshes kedarka v'halachas. V'chame omrim achazu v'achazu mishameshes kedarka v'halachas. Even the ketana that we're speaking of, the 11 to 12 year old ketana, is mishameshes kedarka v'halachas. V'mina shemayim yirachem v'mishim shenemar shomer psayim Hashem. Okay. So you have this memor for Bibi, that mishamshes b'moch. We have to see what mishamshes means. And then the Gemara puts it in the context of a broader machlokas, remain chachamim. Whatever that mishamshes b'moch means, that's only within Shitas or Meir. The Chachamim say mishamshes kedarka. Fine. Says Rashi, mishamshes b'moch, muteres lases moch b'mokom tashmish, kishahein mishamshos kidei shelo yisabru. So these women are permitted to insert a moch b'makom tashmish. The Rashi understands they're talking about the insertion of a moch in advance of tashmish that's going to be present b'shas tashmish, and that will have the effect of preventing pregnancy. So point one, in Rashi, we're talking about a moch b'shas tashmish. And number two, we're talking about a heter, meaning any other situation, any other woman would be asura to insert this moch b'shas tashmish, and it's only these three categories of women, ketan, muberes, menika, where it's permissible. And then, according to Chachamim, this is within Remeir, and Chachamim would say, mishameshes kedarka v'alachas, would say, apparently, that even the ketan mibas yud alef yud beis is asura to use a moch b'shas tashmish. What is the reason for this iser? Rashi here doesn't really say. Rashi in Ksubis, on the parallel sugya there, Lamed Tesam and Aleph, writes, Mutar lehen l'shamish b'moch, ve'enan kimashkiso zera. So the problem is that to use a moch under normal circumstances would be a violation of hashkasas zera. Okay, Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Kama Simon Ayin Aleph, which is quoted in Pisgei Tshuva Evan Ezer, Simon Kaf Gimel Sifkat and Bey, Simon Kaf Gimel Sifkat and Bey. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, who we'll see as far as the bottom line, is from the Gedolei Achronim, who are very machmir on what comes out of the Sugya Lamaisa. But Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following Ha'ara in Shitas Rashi, which he bases on the Nimuka Yosef's understanding of Rashi, that the Isser that we speak of here, of Hashchas HaZera, the Rashi and Ksubas tells us about, is only an Isser on the wife in this context, and not an Isser on the husband. That as far as the husband's concerned, it wouldn't be, even if the woman is Mishameshes B'moch, it wouldn't be a violation of Hashchas HaZera, because that's considered Derech Tashmish. However, the woman violates Hashchas HaZera. What's his understanding based on what's in Nimuka Yosef that he quotes? So the Nimuka Yosef is bothered by the following question. Let's shift over here. I'm sorry, I have to sign back into that account. Give me a second. Okay, so Nukha Yosef is Beis Amid Beis Bedape Harif in Yavamos. He writes as follows. Misham Shes B'moch Perish Rashi Zal Mutaros Laseh Smoch B'mochim Tashmish Kishen Misham Shos Kidei Shalei Yisabu V'hikshu Olav Zal Dim Kain. If Rashi is correct, they're talking about a heter in the for these women. Kiyarmina the Kodam Azman Hazem Shemeshik Sitgarka Asur L'shamesh Belkamer. So if Rashi is telling you that Mishamshis means Mutaros, that a Ketana Mibas Yud Alf Ad Yud Beis, according to Rabibi, according to Rameyer, is allowed to be Mishameshis B'moch, that means anyone else outside of those specific categories is Asur L'shamesh B'moch. V'amai Kevan De'ena Misaberes Kol Iker the Ein Kan Mishum Hashchas HaZera. So Nukha Yosef quotes early Rishon that ask, why is that so? Why are we concerned? Why would there be an Isser to use a Moch Bishas Tashmish for a 10-year-old girl? After all, if she's incapable of becoming pregnant, so what's the Hashchas HaZera? That's a question that we showed him ask. If she's Eina Misaberes Kol Iker, then what's the Hashchas HaZera? So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if Rashi meant to say that the Isser of Hashchas HaZera is on the husband as well, so what difference does it make? Why is it coming to the equation whether the woman is Ruya L'Saber or not Ruya L'Saber? As far as the husband's concerned, if it's as we'll see in Lashon HaTosfos, like Mishamesha Saleitzim Vavanim, so then it doesn't make a difference if she's capable of becoming pregnant or not. That's Hashchas HaZera. So the fact that the Nukha Yosef asks this question on Rashi as such, that where she's in a Mu'ilis Aber, why is that the problem of Hashchas HaZera, indicates that Nukha Yosef understood with the Rashi, the whole problem is only Mitzad Isha, not Mitzad Habal. So Mitzad Isha, so then we understand that Hashchas HaZera is only relevant for the woman where she's capable of becoming pregnant and not where she's incapable of becoming pregnant. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's analysis of the Nukha Yosef, but he understood the Das Rashi as Rashi's Lashon in Ksubas indicates, that the problem is only Mitzad HaIsha and not mitzad ha'ish. Okay. Reb Chaim Moser in Usher.
I don't understand how a woman could have that iser, the iser of Hashkasa Sarah, in any way, shape, or form, considering, I mean, it's not her action, but also presumably her husband knows that there's a moch, in which case I would think that he realizes that this is inappropriate and he's choosing to be over Avera.
So there are potentially three layers here, or three possibilities. It could be, if there's an iser, we'll get to this in other shittas as we go on, but theoretically, if there is an iser of Hashkasa Sarah, Benji, you okay?
No, sorry. No, I was just going to ask a question afterwards. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I see you. Yeah. Okay. You're next.
Yeah.
It's not like we have 20 people here and everyone has to take a number. Okay, so one possibility is that the iser on the woman is only, as you're indicating, Usher, some kind of nisayeya to the husband's iser, and then that would be modified by whatever the husband's iser is, but not exist independently. It is possible, and that's what, and we'll see those that are bothered by the analysis we just said for possibly that reason. It is possible that if a woman is mitzuva in some form in Peruvu, and not just the Ryan's Misaye to the husband's Peruvu, so then maybe there's an independent Isser of Hashkasa there also. Or it's possible that maybe there is in any event an independent Isser of Hashkasa Zara that exists in a separate sphere than that of the husband. So that's what Rikivegra seems to be saying here within the Rios of the third possibility, which many others would disagree with, as we'll see as we go on. Benji.
Yes, you mentioned Misayeya, but could it be Lifnayiver?
Could it be? Yeah, Lifnayiver and Misayeya are all part of the same package, something in that camp, yeah. Lifnayiver has more qualifications than Misayeya. Misayeya is usually more broadly applied than Lifnayiver. Okay. So Reb Chaim Moser, Shuvas Achiezer, Chelek Aleph Simon Kaf Gimel, is bothered, first of all, in Svara, and Rebbe Kiv Eger's point, because he's bothered that how could it be that there's an Isser on the woman of Hashkasa Zara, not an Isser on the man? Because after all, the Isser, there's no Isser inherent in putting in the moch. The Isser is the effect of that Bishas Tashmish. So Bishas Tashmish, the husband is involved in the same act as the wife. So what does it make sense to say that there's an Isser Hashkasa Zara on the part of the husband and the wife and not on the part of the husband? And he gets out of the Rebbe Kiv Eger's Raya from the Nukah Yosef that maybe the reason that the Nukah Yosef is bothered, he quotes the Rishonim that are bothered in Rashi, why is it that if a woman is incapable of becoming pregnant, Ketana Pchusa Mibasir Aleph, that in that case there's no heter of Hesham Shis Mamoch. So maybe the thrust of it isn't that she can't get pregnant per se, but that's not considered Kederach Kol Aretz. So it's not, as far as the husband's concerned, maybe that still is a sufficient Maisa Bia. As far as the wife's concerned, there could independently be, his analysis, the Isra on the Baal, isn't necessarily, as Tosis has it, that it's Kemisham Mishalitim Avanim, but that it's not Kederach Kol Haaretz. And if she's Einu Cholos Abri, you don't necessarily have the Chisaron of a Shelo Kederach Kol Haaretz for the husband. Okay. Now you have the following line in the Ritva, there in Yavamas on Yudbeis and Mibbeis. The mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Having trouble with the cursor here. 1 second. Okay, I'll do it this way. Shalach noshim b'sham shes b'moch. Perush Rashi. Mutaris b'shamish b'moch kadesh shalei sabru. We're talking about a heter. Perush di perusha the shari noshim asiros b'shamish. Afagav de la mifkadi apiria rivia. Mikamakam asurathain lahashke sarai laholis. Even if women are patuas in puravu, but that's not the reason for the isser of shtamshe samoch. The mashke sarai laholis is also even for women. Afagav de kol ki orche ema mishemesh kasasara. Even though any normal tashmish kedarko doesn't run into a problem of ashkasasara. The bias katan of island is mitaris. After all, if that was the standard, that any bia that can't result in pregnancy is hashkasa zera, so it should be usher that be with a katan or an island. So that's not true. But tashmish b'moch lav aracharehu. So this is qualitatively different. This is qualitatively different than tashmish with a katan or an island is, because tashmish b'moch is not the norm. The kol de havalei moch b'shas tashmish. Afilu lididei iki isura. Anytime you have a moch b'shas tashmish, even for the husband, is considered to be an iser. Davalei kimishamish al avanim the al eitzer. So on the one hand, the Ritva here writes explicitly, and he's working within Shitas Rashi, that the iser of hashkas zara b'mishameshes b'moch is on the husband as well as on the wife. But at the same time, as the Magia points out, Rabbi Yaffin in his footnotes on the Ritva, footnote 787, that you see on some level in the Ritva like this, Rabbi Kiv-Eger, that there's more of a svara that the Isser B'shas Tashmish is for her than for him. Because he says, I feel it the day, he says, even Isser for the husband. But it sounds like it's Pasha that there's an Isser for the wife. The Chiddush is that there's an Isser for the husband as well. Okay. So Rabbi Kiv-Eger goes on to say that if it's the case that according to Rashi, the reason for the Isser of Amoch B'shas Tashmish is Hashkas Asera, so then it should follow that Rashi would agree that there's an Isser of Moch L'Acher Tashmish as well. As you could have said, we will see that Rabbeinu Tam is the one who understands the Gemara is talking about Moch L'Acher Tashmish. So you could have said that that Rashi would agree that Moch L'Acher Tashmish is Mutter B'Shar Nashim. But Rabbeinu Kiv-Eger doesn't have that analysis. He assumes that if it's going to be Usser B'Shas Tashmish, it's going to be Usser L'Acher Tashmish as well. And that's reflected a little bit in the Ritva in Ksubis. The Ritva there on Lamates Amud Aleph. Dibe Maskel Hadar Minan. Hadar Minan Shalash Nashim Hasham Shes Moch Peish Rashi Rashos Hasham Ish B'moch Afilu Shem Hashkisa Zer Balein Shirina Lu Mishim Sakana Dida Odover. So even though under normal circumstances, would be usher because of hashkasa zera. Here, because of sakanis mutter. Klamer afagav de isser zol mifgada peri rivia asur lahashkasa zera baila v'kulan laku b'dor mabul. The afagav de lagabi di day sharina livol beila she'em bazera kigon katanu mubaris as a keno akara lo chashav hashkasa zera. Even though there's no restrictions on the husband's on a man's ability to be mishamish with a woman who is incapable of having children. Shani iu mishum mitzvas ona. So number one, that's because in those situations there's still mitzvas ona. The o davi derech tashmish, and that's derech tashmish. Aval hashkazera haray laholid ul avdo b'moch. Aser afilu ledida, afilu hayamoch munach bishav tashmish. But in the situation where you have zera haroi leholid with a woman who's ruya lis aber, and then you destroy that in a moch, that's aser afilu ledida, even if it's a moch bishas. Bishas Tashmish. So in this line there as well, you see that he's saying it's Asr Afilu Haya Moch Munach Bishas Tashmish. He assumes that Larka Tashmish is more Pasha than that's Asr. That Larka Tashmish is definitely Asr. He's saying this within Rashi, so that's what Rabbi Vega had said without having the Ritva. So that's Pasha that La'achar Tashmish is Asr. And even Bishav Tashmish is Aser as well. And that's what Chazanish points this out in Evan Ezer Simon Lamed Vav Os Beis, that Bishav Tashmish is theoretically more Kal because that's Derek Tashmish. And the Chazanish says that according to most Rishonim, other than the Rabbeinu Tana, we'll see, they assume this way that La'achar Tashmish is more Chamor than Bishav Tashmish. And the Tosus and Ksubas quotes this from the Ri as well, but Das Rashi, that according to Rashi, there is an Isser La'achar Tashmish as well. So Rashi only speaks, the way we have Rashi Lefaneinu in the various Masechtos, well, we'll get to Nid in a minute, but in Yevamos and Ksubas, Rashi only speaks about Emoch Bishav Tashmish. Rav Kiveger assumes, and it's mavur this way in the Ritva, and the Rebbe Das Tosfos, that according to Rashi, not only is there an Isser for Shar Nashim Bishas Tashmish, but there's an Isser L'achar Tashmish, and maybe that Isser L'achar Tashmish is even more chamor and more intuitive than the Isser Bishas Tashmish. Okay. Now, we should note that Rashi and Nida may be saying something very different. If you have your Gemara Nida in front of you, you can take a look. Rashi Nida on Memhei and Aleph. There Rashi writes, Mishamshes b'moch, Takanasan hava l'shamish b'moch. The takana of these women is to use a moch shelo yisabru. And pachas mikan, if you have a girl who's less than 11, eina tzricha l'shamish b'moch, she doesn't need to use a moch. So this sounds like there have been a time that we're going to get to in a moment, that Mishameshes B'moch is not a heter, but a takana. It's not that everyone else is usher, and for this woman it's mutter, but for everyone else it may be mutter, and for this woman it's obligatory or highly recommended. That seems very different than the Rashis we have in Ksubis and Yevamos. I sort of, Chaim Moser points this out in his tshuva, and he uses this as a sniff in his Maskanos Lahakel, that even if you want to be choshish for Shita's Rashi, as he says, maybe it's not even Rashi's Shita Lamaisa, because Rashi in different Masechta says different things, and maybe we could add the Rashi in Nida to the opposing camp. Okay. So what is this Shita's Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos, Yevamos, and Ksubis, Atibu Maskel Gimel Nashim, assumes that Bishas Tashmish, there's an Isser to use a moch even for these Gimel Nashim. So Shas Tashmish is out of the picture. And Misham Shas B'moch is talking about La'achar Tashmish. Now La'achar Tashmish, for other women, it's mutter. There's no Isser to speak of. And for these Gimel Nashim, Lashon Atosus in Yevamos is Tzrichos. That these three women, because of their compromised situation, need to, must use a moch. Lashon Tos and Ksubis is Eitz Tova Kamashmalan, that they should, it's advisable use a moch, advisable to use a moch. So again, according to Bina Tam, Bishas Tashmish is going to be Aser for everyone, even for the Gimel Nashim. La'achar Tashmish is Mutter for everyone, and for these Gimel Nashim, it's a Chiyav / highly recommended. And then that's all within Shita's Remeir, but according to Chachamim, Mishamshas Kedarka and Shomer Psalm Hashem, then even these Gimel Nashim, it's Einon Srichos. that they have the right to rely on Shomer B'Sal Mashah. So what's the problem of a Moch B'Shas Tashmish according to Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan says that that is us across the board. Even B'Shas Sakana, you have to find other ways to mitigate the Sakana, or at least the Sakana of these women, even according to Reb Meir, because that's Shaloka Dera Tashmish, that's Kematil Zera Al Eitzim Vavanim. That's, for all intents and purposes, a regular blatant Hashkasa Zera. So again, according to Ben Atam, we're talking about the Isser across the board is B'Shas Tash, Rishim for these Gemalashim, and the Isser is Mitzad Abal, not Mitzad Isha. It's the Hashkasa Zera of the Baal. Okay, there is another version of Rabbein Atam that the Mordechai quotes in Yavama Simon Gimel, that Moch is considered Derech Tashmish, but that's not the Rabbein Atam that we have in our Tosis. Okay. But Tosis also assumes that the Isra of Hashkasa Zera is only for someone who's Mitzuvah and Peruvu. So the Isra of Hashkasa Zera is on the husband, not on not on the wife. And therefore, the Isra of Hashkasa Zera is only on him. There is actually a mashmos of the Rebbein Tam and Sefer Yashar, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, that if someone who's already has been Mikayim Peruvu, so then he's not Musar in Hashkasa Zera anymore, which is a noteworthy suggestion. Not just that the type of person who's Mechuyev in Mitzuv and Peruvu is Asir Hashkasa Zera, but even you look at the individual situation, if someone already has been Mekayim Peruvu, then there's no more Isir Hashkasa Zera. Okay. But then if you're going to go with that logic of Tosfos, the Avnei Nezer points out in Evan Ezer Simon Ayin Tes Oz Tes, that if women are mitzuvos in the pruvu of their husband, so then there'd be bechlal hashkasa zera as well, along the lines of that Ran and Kedushin, that that the women have a piece of pruvu as the facilitator for their husband's mitzvah. The Ramban, there in Ksubas, assumes that women are mitzuvos in hashkasa zera across the board, because it sounds like that partnership with the Baal, Zera de Gavrayu, Asur Lehen Lahashkis. And the Rabban writes in Nida, the more than that, Nida Yigimel, that when it comes to the Isra of Hashkasa, it says Kol Basar, Parshas Noach. And the Rashba explains that the reason women are Bechlal Hashkasa Zera is because that was the reason, one of the reasons that the Dor HaMabul was destroyed, and that was the entire generation, including women. Okay, so what emerges is that both according to Rashi and according to Rabbein Atam, according to the Chachamim, there's an Isser of being Mishamish B'moch B'Shas Tashmish across the board. It sounds like even B'makom Sakana. As we have a Machlokas, Remeir and Chachamim, and Chachamim say Shomer B'Sal Mashah. So, according to Rashi, that the Meduber is a Moch B'Shas Tashmish, where according to Chachamim, it's Mutter, but it's Asur for everyone else. According to Remeir, it's Mutter, but Asur for everyone else. And according to Chachamim, you invoke Shomer B'Sal Mashah there, and even for the Gimel Nashim, it's going to be Asur. According to Rabbein Atam, it's always Asur, even for the Gimel Nashim to begin with, even according to Remeir, B'Shas Tashmish. So, both according to Rashi and according to Rabbein Atam, it would sound like lahalacha according to Chachamim. There's an iser of the mishamish b'moch, b'shav tashmish across the board. However, the marshal in Simon Ches and Yavamis, the first paragraph doesn't assume this way, and the Tshuvas Samach Tzedek Lubavitch, Evan Ezer Simon Peites points out that there is a third camp in Mishonim that take a middle position, if you will, a more moderate position. That if you look in the Rashi and the Ran, so they have elements of both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, if you will. They assume, like Rashi, that the Meduber in the Sugya is a moch b'shas tashmish, but they understand that Shrichos means mechuyavos like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Meduber is a moch b'shas tashmish. So according to Rabibi, within the way the Gemara presents it within Rameir, these Gimel Nashim are mechuyavos because of the sakana that's involved to use a moch b'shas tashmish, which would mean if you transpose that to Shitas Chacham, the Shitas Chacham would say, Shem Sam Hashem, would say that you're not mechuyav, but it's still mutter. They're allowed to, but there's no chiyav. That's the Saka of the Marshal, that there's no iser of the mishamish b'moch b'shas tashmish. So the Marshal sounds like he says that across the board, that even not in a sakana situation, and the other Rachonim assume, and maybe the Tzemach says it as well, and the Chaim Ozer. And we'll see more the Psak Mukubal more, is that we're working in theory with these Rishonim, but it's only where there is a Sakana of some sort that you could be Matir a Moch B'Shas Tashmash. So just read a few lines from the Tzemach Tzedek when he presents this analysis. Right, the shaila is isha she sakanim tisaber v'teilei to mataris hashamish b'moch. A woman where it's potentially, that's goof of the case of the Gemara, potentially dangerous to become pregnant. So he says, yama ramen adarim lamed hey gabi mishamshes b'moch kasav chayavas hashamish b'moch misham sakana. Okay, lefisa gama chachami yishlam barak einan chayavas hashamish b'moch aval reshaos. Kedivrei Yamsha Shlomo, that's what we said. V'lodami l'shosh enoshim d'lepesh rashi rak mutaris lasos kein v'lo chayavos. D'shani hasan d'b'lav hachi rov shlosh enoshim hanal einan mis'abros kla. So the cases in the Gemara are cases where there isn't a particularly pronounced concern of sakan, because b'derech hateva most ketanos are not going to become pregnant, most mubaros are certainly not going to become pregnant, and most manikos are not going to become pregnant. Elowat rach mishunder remeir chayish demiyuta al karcha chenin chayavas. So remeir is chayish demiyuta. So Rameir is more concerned. This is Enon Chayavos ki Imrak Mutaros. So there, that's where we say that according to Rameir, it's Mutar Lishtamesh B'moch B'shas Tashmish, because even though there's a very limited chance that anyone is going to become pregnant from this, he's Choshesh Lemiyat. Aval hecha sharov hushet tisaber v'teleid chayavos lasas kein afle chachamim. But where there's a real significant concern of danger, so then you mechuyev to use a moch b'shas tashmish even according to chachamim. Devadai harov l'rabbanon chamer yoser mimiuta l'rameir. Because Rabbanon's rov is more chamor than Rameir's niyot. So when it comes to a woman where there's a real sakana, then everyone should agree that mechuyavos lehishtamesh b'moch. Rav Shechter wrote an article, or written up an article in a very old RJJ journal probably around 30 years ago on family planning in Halacha. He points out there that Ramosha didn't seem to like the Svar. Ramosha in Chelek Aleph, Eben Ezra, Simon Samach Dalid, he rejects this analysis that Bisakana Krova, that if you have a real danger, then even the Chum would agree to a mayor that Mechuyavos Hashamish B'moch, and you don't say Shomer B'sam Hashem. So Ramosha just has a very brief paragraph in which he says, and Rishefter finds it difficult to believe or understand why Ramosha didn't give more credence to that analysis. Rishefter also points out there that the Chazon Ish is quoting the Pe'er Hador, which I was looking for today, I couldn't find. The quote in the Pe'er Hador is, be makel in principle, like the Marshal, that a moch b'shas tashrish is mikar din mutter. Although the Maisa is only matir b'shas sakana, and not freely. So the contemporary application of a moch b'shas tashrish is more typically a diaphragm, which is one kind of available contraceptive. So that goes back to Chuvas Marsham, Chuvas Marsham Chelek Aleph Simen Nunches, where he writes as follows. Malkam Pikuch Nefesh Kedayim Marshal Red Vazlis Machalayim Ubifral Fimash Shemati Shemiz Manazan Nostim Harofim Lenashim Keela Kamin Kisoi Shel Gumi Dak Vinikrab Lashonam Peser Shemachasim Bopia Aim Pumakor Misaviv Shelo Yiklet Azara Mke Natashmish Kmo Bashar Nashim Elad Kmo Demuberis Saka Piamakor Kinachanami Bazet And Adom Maklal Mishamesh Espimo Tavi Kamash Tsar Lamoch. The Mersham suggests that more rudimentary diaphragm that he's describing in his time, he thinks that's better than a moch because it fits in so neatly. That's totally bundled to the body. It's no different than a muberes. There's something blocking the zera from being niklat. So here too, there's something blocking the zera from being niklat, but it's all the same. So that extreme, most of the later Rachonim disagree with, that it's not like a muberes, it's still a moch, but as much as we could be mekel, at least b'shas sakana, to use a moch, then there's what to rely on here as well. And that's where Moshe's final, yeah, Usher.
I understand this is very technical, but where exactly do we draw the line in understanding how a moch works? Meaning, is a moch anything that can prevent conception at any point in the process? Or is it something that interacts more directly with Zera? Like, how do we define that?
So the Gemara's case of a moch, it sounds like some kind of cloth that you insert both a mokum. It's not that it's very specific, device, cloth or something that prevents the zera from being niklat. It doesn't. There are other issues with other contraceptives that maybe we'll talk about a little bit, but a moch is something physical that you place in that blocks the zera from being niklat.
But I guess what I'm understanding, for example, my understanding maybe the difference between a moch as we have in the Gemara and say a diaphragm is that they don't necessarily interact in the same way b'shas tashmish, which has an effect on not just it being, I guess, kadarka, but also on how exactly it is potentially mashchas zera. Does that have any meaning?
You say that the diaphragm is worse or the diaphragm is better?
Is better.
Yes, that could be some of what the Marsham is saying. And that could be. Lemaisa, Poskim are, aside from the Marsham, I think most Poskim see a diaphragm as being pretty much parallel to a moch and are more excited about other contraceptive methods that may not run into the problems that a moch runs into. Mm-hmm. Ramosha has a lengthy analysis of the sugya in Chelek Aleph Evan Ezra Simon Samach Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Gimel, and then a briefer treatment in Simon Samach Dalid. Ramosha's bottom line is that there is what to rely on B'shas HaKana, but he concludes the second tshuva by saying that you have to be careful, or he was careful whenever Paskim and Sasha Shaila, to make sure that there is a legitimate sakana, and to make sure that the husband and wife are Yirei Hashem, and they're not going to take the school and run with it beyond what is appropriate to be mekel for. And Rav Yashav also quotes Shuvah Schela Gimel Simon Kufay and Dalit, so he quotes a Marsham. And as we'll see in a moment, he prefers the pills as being a much more preferable form of a contraceptive than a diaphragm, but he's willing to entertain it if a pill doesn't work for someone and if it's necessary. And that does seem to be the bigger consensus among Poskim that if there are issues with other forms of contraceptives, then a diaphragm is acceptable where a contraceptive is warranted. But many of the contemporary Poskim, most contemporary Poskim prefer pills as a better form of contraceptive. Now, the issue we've discussed until now has only been that of the moch per se, whether that's a hashkasas era of the isha issue, hashkasas era of the husband issue, mishamish al etzav avanim. The broader context is the Gemara talks about the heter bishas sakana. But if you have other forms of contraception that don't run into a hashkasas era issue per se, that doesn't mean that you have a blanket heter to use that, because you have to contend with other factors, the mitzvah pervu. So at what point are you potentially allowed to interfere with the mitzvah pervu? And even if you've been mekayim pervu, you also have mitzvah shabbos and l'erev al tanach yadecha, which is not our focus today. But in being matir any contraceptive, you have to balance the level of sakana, be it a physical sakana or emotional sakana or psychological sakana, with the various values and the requirements of pervu, and then beyond the sheves and l'erev al tanach yadecha. Pills do not generally run into or assume not to run into hashkasas era problem, but you still have to contend with the context in which it's appropriate or permissible as far as Peruvu, Shabbos, and L'Erev Al-Tanach. Ramosha, in a number of Shuvos, is skeptical about pills because of the bleeding that it could precipitate. I believe that this was more of a concern decades ago than now, where things have been better fine-tuned, and both Ramosha writes in a number of Shuvos both about the potential for breakthrough bleeding and the concerns of that, as well as other dangers that are, you know, physical dangers that are inherent in using pills. So both those concerns are less pronounced, not non-existent by any means, but less pronounced and more manageable than they were when Moshe wrote some of those shuvas. In recent years, this has become the contraceptive of choice in most situations. Ramosha writes, for example, in Chayli Bey's Simon Yutzayin, Chelik Beis. B'dvar Pilin Shem Siyu Shemoa Shel Tisaber, 1962. So he writes, Mitzad Isser Dezer Levatala Leka. Vayashayach Lahatir Kishakimu Purvu Kishesh Latsar Gadol Likachem Atye Dilemat. So there's no problem with Shchasas Zerah. So therefore, in a situation where you've already been Mekayim Purvu, and you have little kids, and you're not emotionally up to having another child at that point, then you can be matter. But then he goes on to say that the concern of Dam is not insignificant, and he talks about how he thinks it's appropriate to manage those concerns of breakthrough bleeding. A similar theme and analysis in Chelek Gimel, Simin Kaf Dalid, and Chelek Dalid, Simin Ayin Beis. The Ramosha writes in Dalid Ayin Beis, this is 1972. B'dvar likach li'isha glulot l'minias herayon hinei af she'isir zeh l'batal olek hakem she'zeh nichnas l'rechem isha ava b'lot zar kodol gam zeh in likach ki'in l'schakim l'vakish etzos av she'bishvil l'sheves b'ra in l'chayiv isha l'star yos mikiriko choseha. So Shabbos doesn't mean you don't have to go through the same lengths of Mekayim Shabbos as Purvu. I'm looking at Mishchakim Negerot and Hashem. Achim hi chalasha begufa v'kol shekeinim yireyim od shekorin nervin shukim al-choli hu shayach lahatir. But if she's physically weak or she's emotionally weak and she can't take another pregnancy at this point, then it's butter. And then again, he goes on to raise a concern about the bleeding that could be precipitated by a pill. Dayan Weissman, Chasitzra Cheleke, Simon Kufya Gimel, as well, is willing to be matir pills when necessary. Okay, so the parameters of when contraceptives are appropriate, I believe Rabbi Willig outlined in his contemporary halacha. So if you heard it this year, then you heard it, and if not, I'm sure it's up on Yutar. So we'll that's just a brief analysis of some of the background of the sugya, but we'll leave it for our purposes at that. Yeah, Usher.
I understand that Rebbe, for the most part, learned under Rav Willig, but does Rebbe, in contemporary halakha, which I happen to take this year, we talk a lot about Rav Willig's derech when it comes to this, but not other Rosh Yeshiva. So is there, my understanding is that Rav Willig is significantly more machmir than other Rosh Yeshiva, at least in our yeshiva, is that true?
Machmir in terms of when to allow contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.